Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And it's a day of thanksgiving. It's a day of praise and worship to the one true God, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you for being with us again on Mission from the Heart Radio. And we are going to continue in this wonderful series, The Benefits of Being in Christ Jesus. So for those of you who prayed for Brother Harold as he was under the weather somewhat when we did our last broadcast, thank you, brothers and sisters, for keeping him in your prayers. And he is with us in studio today. Praise the Lord. He is a lot better. God's will was done in healing his body. Hallelujah. So we are going to continue in this teaching series, The Benefits of Being in Christ. And what are the benefits of being alive? And we indicated in the intro of this series that benefits described by David in Psalms 103 from God are spiritual and physical blessings, such as forgiveness of sin, healing, redeeming, and demonstrations of his faithful love and compassion for us, toward us. So have you pondered on the countless reasons to praise God? Have you done that, brothers and sisters, and express your gratitude to him? I encourage you to do that daily. Express your gratitude for what he has done for you. So we're going to continue to pick up in this teaching series, and we are on part three of the benefits of being in Christ Jesus. So if you would welcome again with me Brother Harold Copeland in studio with us and with me, and he will pick up with part three of the benefits of being in Christ. So Brother Harold, we missed you on last teaching series, broadcast. And we are super excited and to have you back in studio with me, and for them to hear your voice to continue to teach this wonderful series, The Benefits of Being in Christ. So we pray for you, and we are thankful to God and this healing power that you are with me or with us to continue in this broadcast. So, Brother Harold.
Hello, hello. This is Brother Harold Copeland, and along with my sister, Carnita Smith, we will be your teachers again. I always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast. Always letting you know it is an honor to fellowship with you concerning the things of our Lord and our God. As was said, we will be continuing our series on the benefits of being in Christ. And before we jump into the series, I am going to recap some spiritual revelations, revelation knowledge of the Holy Ghost, spiritual realities, and spiritual truth that was released in the previous program. One of the basic foundational scripture we was using, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, and it tells us that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God raised our Lord Jesus, that's my paraphrase, from the dead we shall be saved. I like the word saved, meaning we shall receive this awesome salvation that our Heavenly Father has for us. And that wonderful salvation, meaning we become members of this body of Christ, then and only then we automatically take that supernatural spiritual position of being in Christ. And that's when we jump hold to a great foundation of scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It begins to tell us that any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself. In other words, being reconciled back to God, position, somebody say position, to receive kingdom benefits, both spiritually and naturally. In this teaching series, through the Word of God, we want to reveal some of the benefits. Let's say we want to continue to reveal some of the benefits we have in Christ. Answering questions like, what is the benefit of being a new creature? Or one like, what old things really have passed away? What really has become new? And which of these things are of God? What does it mean to be reconciled back to God? These benefits and more will be revealed during this wonderful teaching series. Let's talk about Brother Copeland. I am a retired U.S. Army soldier. And because of my retirement in that service, I have plenty of benefits that I can enjoy in the United States of America. But you know what? The benefits just didn't come to me. I had to read my retirement manual to find out what the benefits were so I may begin to partake of them and enjoy them. It's the same way with our benefits in Christ. We must read the Word of God to find out all, somebody say all, you know I like that word all, to find out all the benefits we have that belong to us so that we can enjoy them. It's got to come from the Word of God. We can't get it by looking at our circumstances, by looking at our situation. We can't receive these benefits by walking according to what we can touch, taste, hear, see, or smell, the five senses. If we want to know, really want to know the benefits we have since we are in Christ, we must go to the Word of God. The Word of God is a spiritual mirror that reflects perfectly the benefit we have. And we must read that word and just believe, somebody say believe, the spiritual reflection that we see. Now, if we do not know the benefits we have in Christ, we would never be able to fulfill God's divine plan for our lives. We will never have peace while we're here in the earth, because the devil in the world will constantly lie to us and limit us from moving forward in the earth realm. That is why we are releasing this teaching series, The Benefits We Have in Christ. Our lunch pad scripture is Psalms chapter number 103, verses 1 and 2. But to start out, we're going to read Psalms chapter number 103, verses 1 through 8.
Psalms 103, starting in verse 1. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his act children of Israel. Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
Amen. We're going to start our teaching from 5B. We know A say, who satisfied our mouth with good things, but B say, so that that youth is renewed like the eagle. Now, in this world that we live in, the world has many cliches. And one cliche we want to look at concerning that scripture, I'm going to make it two cliches. The world say two things are guaranteed. The world say you're going to pay taxes, and then you're going to get old and go to your final destiny. Well, you know, it may be true that we have to get old according to the natural age, according to the natural realm. But God has given us a spiritual promise in this scripture. God is saying that in our spirits, by the power of his Holy Spirit, he's going to renew our youth. Even though in the natural we may be growing of age, but the spiritual benefit that we have from being in Christ, our Heavenly Father, is going to renew our youth in the spirit. We shall have, because of the benefit, the strength, somebody say strength, of a youth in our spirit man. Now let's break that down just a little bit. Let's take the word youth, and Strong Concordance defined it as the strength of childhood. And to enjoy that, Just go back and remember how much strength we had when we was children. You know, I taught at the elementary school level. And after lunch, I was tired. But those children, they came from lunch, and they were filled with so much energy and so much youth. They was ready to go on another whole day. And I was watching the clock because I was ready to go home and get me some rest. So that strength of a youth. Let's look at the word strength. Strong's break it down, and he say very powerful. Somebody say very powerful. And the psalmist take that very powerful strength, and he pointed to an eagle. Somebody say eagle. And Strong's Concordance take the eagle, and he defines it as mighty strength. Somebody say mighty strength. And he likened it unto a large bird or a large prey. Benefits of being in Christ. The world says that we are going to get old. And God say, even though we may get old outward, in the inner man, by the supernatural power of God's Spirit, in our spirit with a little s, we're going to have the strength of our childhood. We're going to have mighty power of our childhood. We're going to have strength of an eagle. We're going to have that strength of a large bird, that strength of a large prey. You know, when I was in the Army, I was around 35 years old. I was getting ready to retire. But you know, I was still running. I wasn't just running. I was running long distance. And it wasn't just that I was running long distance, but I was running with the 18 and the 19 and the 20-year-olds. And you know what? They came looking for me to run with them. And you want to know why? Because they worked with me every day, and they saw something supernatural operating on the inside of me. They saw God's power renewing my youth like an eagle, even though I was getting a little older in age. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's a benefit. Somebody say benefit. We have a being in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us read Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
Isaiah 40, verse 31.
Verse 31.
All right, and it reads this way. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen.
Amen. Somebody say wait. Let's say it again, wait. Because we are in Christ. We are already in our blessed place. In the strength to move forward, we don't produce it. It's God's strength. And we have to wait on God to renew our strength by releasing His strength. Then, and only then, we can move. But we won't be moving in our own strength. We'll be moving in the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. Not our power, not our strength, not our might. The Word of God said it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to go to verse 6. He said, the Lord execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Thank you, Lord. Now, we are in the world, amen, even though we're in Christ. If we're saved, we're in Christ, but we're in the world. In Christ, but in the world. And Jesus himself even prayed to the Father not to take us out of the world. That's somewhere in John 17. But he said, keep us. That's what he asked him to do, to keep us. And not just to keep us, he said, keep us from evil. Now, we release in spiritual realities, and we release in spiritual truth, revelation knowledge of the Holy Ghost. And I have to tell you that the world hates us if we are in Christ. And Jesus said, they hate me, so they're going to hate you. And if we in Christ, the world gonna persecute us. Because Jesus said they persecute me, so they're gonna persecute you. So as verse 6 saying is that the world gonna treat us unfairly. Amen. The world is gonna treat us unfairly. But the verse is telling us we don't have to venge ourselves or protect ourselves. Because God promised us in the scripture that when the world brings this persecution against us, he will bring us justice. He will bring justice into this situation. God will bring us righteousness. In other words, our Father will become our judge. He will become our vindicator. And he will vindicate us from the attacks of this evil world. Let's read Psalms chapter number 146. Verse 7.
Psalms 146, verse 7. And it reads this way. Who executes justice for the oppressed? Who gives food to the hungry? The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners.
I like that. Could you read that one more time? I like that.
Who executes justice for the oppressed? Who gives food to the hungry? The Lord gives freedom to the prisoner.
Amen. And that's how consistent our Heavenly Father, our Vindicator, and our Lord, because He has been protecting His people throughout the creation of the world. He has been bringing judgment against the world who tried to oppress His people. And He has done it supernaturally by His Spirit. No matter what the world brings, if they try to oppress us with the famine, amen, God will bring supernatural provisions just like He did in Genesis. Amen. If they put us in prison, amen, God will supernaturally deliver us like He did Paul and Silas in Acts 16. I want to read about Paul and Silas in Acts 16, verse 25 through 30, because that last scripture is worth it all.
Acts 16, verse 25 through 30. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling to Paul and Silas. Verse 30, and he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
Hallelujah. When God supernaturally vindicates us, when God supernaturally come against those that will bring oppression against us in this hour, when God supernaturally brings us out of the prisons and out of the dicks and the traps that they try to set before us. Amen. And we don't taunt them, and we just stand in the love of God. Hallelujah. And we don't want to be seen, and we just want our loving God to be seen. Amen. And when they see the love of our God and the love that He has for us unconditionally, they will fall down before us, not to worship us, but to worship the God that's in us. And when they say, "What must I do to be saved?" what they're saying is, "I want your God to be my God." Hallelujah. And this is the hour that somebody is watching us through our persecution. Somebody is watching us through our oppression. Amen. And they're looking and looking and looking. to see, are they going to keep seeing us? Or will our God show up? And I'm here to tell you today that because of the goodness of our God in the midst of our circumstances and situation, we'll just get on out of the way and let God's hand be moved. Remember, in this hour, that the battle is not ours, but the battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. And we can rejoice, and we can give God glory and give God praise even before the victory is over. Amen. Because we know that God is faithful. Amen. And we look at the cross of Calvary, and we see love hanging on the cross for all of us. Because when love went to the cross, none of us saved. Tell us that God demonstrated his love for us while we was yet sinners. Christ died for us. That's the greatest expression of God's love he has given us. That's a benefit. And he gave it to us when we was his enemies. Hallelujah. So what more? Since we have been adopted in his family and we are heirs of his kingdom and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, what more would he not release, amen, the other treasures of the kingdom, the other benefits of the kingdom that he has for his children? Glory to God. Amen. And the greatest expression we can receive after the cross is to be able to walk in the presence of our God. Amen. For him to take a broken vessel like Brother Copeland and Sister Carnita Smith and put his power on the inside of them. Amen. And let his spirit speak. That's a benefit. Amen. And it's by grace. Glory to God. His beautiful, wonderful, awesome grace that we didn't deserve. We, glory to God, we deserve his punishment. But mercy said no. I love you too much. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even when we fall, amen, grace picks us up over and over again. Hallelujah. For the word of God says the righteous man falls 7 times, and he gets up 7 times. What a mighty God that we serve. Glory to God. And I feel the spirit. I sense the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I sense the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's been released from my heart. He's been released from the heart of salvation that he has given me. The heart of salvation he has given me in spite of me. The heart of salvation he has given me by grace through faith. The heart of salvation that was earned by the stripes, that was earned by the nail, that was earned by the crowns of Jesus' head. The heart of salvation that was earned through the precious shed blood of my Lord and my Savior on the cross, paying the price for my sins of today, yesterday, and forever. Hallelujah. And by receiving that, glory to God, he has brought us into a covenant with him and placed us into a higher the highest position that can be given to any man in the earth realm, and that position is in Christ. And by the power of the Word of God and the power of the Spirit of God, God is tugging at some hearts, and God is anointing some intercessor and releasing a prayer through Minister Kanina, and we are going to lead somebody to the cross.
Man,
it's time
amen.
To stop, drop, and pray.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, if you could touch and agree with Brother Copeland and I in prayer for someone who needs Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. If you would just bow your head and humble your hearts. And for those who may not know him, know the Lord in the pardoning of your sin, please, right now, this day, has been made for you to give your life, your heart to Jesus Christ. It was this very hour that he has set aside for you and you alone to just cry out to him that you need a Savior. So if we can pray for you and you cry to him and follow along with us in prayer, but it's our words, but it's your heart. And we just encourage you, brother or sister, that you would turn from your ways of flesh and worldliness and just humbly come to the foot of Jesus and give him your heart. So let's pray. And if you would intercede for someone, brothers and sisters, that you know maybe in your circle of influence, maybe on the job or in your own family, maybe even your spouse, let's pray for them as well. Lord God, we exalt you. Lord God, we love you. Lord God, I surrender my heart to you. I need you. Lord, I haven't said things right. I haven't acted right. And I know, Lord, I have not thought right. Please forgive me for all that I have done. I know Jesus died on that cross for me. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you would come into my heart, set up and sit on the throne of my heart, Lord God, that I would be in submission to your Holy Spirit. Lord, I need you, and I love you. I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe by faith that I need a Savior. I can't save myself, but I know that you can save me. Lord, here I am. Clean me up. As I surrender, I lift up hands to thee, Lord God, because I truly need thee. Lord, I believe by faith. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. I pray, brother and sister, that you have lifted up someone, but for those who've accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior today, hallelujah. Praise
hallelujah.
Him. Praise him in spirit and in truth with joy in your heart. And Brother Copeland and I encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church. Do that this Sunday. That you would be baptized by submersion of water. And when you come up, do a hallelujah dance, sing out to him, clap your hands, just tell somebody that you love him and tell them that you gave your life to him. And then we would encourage you to get involved in that church. Seek out your Sunday school class so that you can grow and go in grace. Or a small group Bible study that you may be discipled. But brother, sister, hallelujah. And we just welcome you into the family of faith. and we thank you for giving your heart to Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Brother Copeland, we've got a few more minutes to continue to walk through these wonderful verses in this passage before we bring this particular part three to a close. So we're just going to continue where you left off. Amen.
Amen. We give God all the glory. We give him all the honor. Amen. We thank you for Jesus, who is love, the very essence of the agape. And we thank him for the Holy Spirit, the power that's working on the inside of us. The same power that drew our brother and sister to the cross. And I also welcome you to the cross. Amen. Because join the family that we robbed the devil. Like Paul and Silas, they robbed the devil. Minister Carnita Smith, she robbed the devil. Brother Copeland robbed the devil because the devil had a plan. But I want you to see what the Word of God says about that plan. Minister Smith, read Genesis chapter 50, verse 20.
Genesis 50, verse 20. And it reads this way. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive.
Hallelujah. And that's what happened by the power of the Spirit and the power of the Word of God. God interrupted the plan and turned that thing around and turned it around for good. Hallelujah. And faced it toward the cross. And the cross spoke nothing but salvation to the hearts and to the minds and to the souls of our people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank Brother you. Harold, if I could read this same verse in the New Living Translation, and I love the way what it says there. It says, you intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. Amen.
Amen. And by the Spirit, what I hear is turn around. Amen. And that's what the Spirit in the Word did individually, was made a turnaround so he can use us to turn somebody else around. And that's the way this thing works. Once we get turned around, then God will use us to take a word that will turn somebody else around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. If you still have Psalms 103, I want you to read verse 7 again. I know you taught on that very, very well, very well. Just read verse 7, Psalms 103.
He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel.
Praise God. And as I say, the Spirit of God used Minister Smith so wonderfully with the scripture, and I can't even touch it. I'm just going to throw a little nugget in there, and we're going to move on. That's it. God made his way unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. Benefit. The reason God made his ways unto Moses, because Moses belonged to God. Why did they call him the children of Israel? Because this is God's children. They God's children, that means they belong to God. Amen. And it hasn't stopped today. Amen. We just use the word in Christ. Amen. But what in Christ means that we belong to God, we are God's children, we are one with God. Amen. In the same way he revealed himself to his son Moses, he'll reveal himself to us the same way. Amen. And just like he showed his acts to the children of Israel. Amen. They got a whole book in the New Testament that's showing that he's continued to show his acts in a people. And that's the New Testament believers called the Acts of the Apostle. Amen. And we are those New Testament believers. And God revealed an act tonight as he brought us all to the cross. Amen. Because y'all weren't the only one that got washed. I got washed too. Amen. Every time there's a cleansing and a washing going on. Amen. You know, once Peter finds out what that washing was all about, he said, don't only wash my feet, but wash my head and my hands and just wash me all over. Somebody say, wash me, Lord. Glory to God. That's a benefit for being in Christ. God will reveal his ways to us, and he will show us his acts as we be prayerful. Amen. As we open our hearts and receive revelation knowledge. Amen. And the way we receive revelation knowledge is man isn't speaking anymore. Amen. The Spirit of the living God. Amen. The Revelator. Amen. And he's speaking in this hour. Revelation knowledge of the Spirit of the living God. That's a benefit. Somebody said benefit. That's a benefit for being in Christ. Hallelujah, and God is making his ways known unto us as we walk through this word. Glory to God. God is revealing himself to us as we release these truths and these realities into the atmosphere. Amen. I don't want to go there, but God, what God called it is a sower come to sow. Glory to God. And he sows the seed. And that's the seed of the word of God. Glory to God. And there's always four types of ground. We'll talk about that. We'll break it in next week real quick. There's a stony ground, a wayside ground. Amen. But there's also a good ground. And I just release tonight that every ear that this word and every heart that this word is encountering is good ground. For God said, when that word hit good ground, there's always an increase. Somebody say increase. He says some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold increase. And under the authority of heaven given to me by the cross, I release 100-fold increase over this phone line. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory. All right, we're moving on. 7. Let's look at 8. Read 8 one more time for me, please.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy.
Oh, all that's a lot of meat in there. Read it one more time, real slow. It's some real meat in that.
The Lord is merciful and gracious.
Merciful, gracious, glory.
Slow to anger,
slow
and
to anger.
Abounding in mercy.
Wow. That's our God. And as we look at merciful, that's full of mercy. And what mercy means is not giving us the punishment we deserve, but giving us grace instead. Gracious is full of grace. Plentiful grace. And we bring the definition of grace, which we always carry with us. And when we see it, we open it up and release it. Unmerited favor. Unmerited means we didn't earn it, couldn't earn it, never would have been able to earn it. Overflowing grace. That means you pour so much out in our hearts that when we speak to others, it's released and we have enough to share into the hearts of people, because our God is a God of abundance. Slow to anger. That goes with the fruit of the Spirit, slow to anger. Love, joy, peace, long suffering. What does long suffering mean? Slow to anger. That's a benefit. And there is one scripture that describes the attributes of love, the agape. And it says, love suffers long. Love envies not. Love seeketh not his own. Seeketh me looking. Hallelujah. So love is looking tonight. That's a benefit. And he's looking for a heart to love on. Hallelujah. So we rest. We allow love to walk with us and to talk to us. And verse 8 closing. The word of God says, God, who is love, is not easily provoked to anger, plentiful in mercy. Let's go to Lamentations. Chapter 3.
Lamentations 3. Starting in which verse?
Excuse me.
1.
22 and 23.
Lamentations 3, verse 22. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Do you have another translation of that?
In the New Living Translation, reads the NLT, the faithful love of the Lord never fails or never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's go to the book of Ephesians and go to chapter 1.
Ephesians 1.
And we will look at start with verse 15.
Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen.
Amen. And a benefit in Christ. Verse 15, Paul says, I also, as I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, he's a people of Christ, in the love that you have for all the saints. You say, I cease not to give thanks for making mention of you in my prayers. We have great apostles praying with us and for us. And we have great intercessors interceding with us and for us. And we have the greatest intercessor of them all seated on the right hand of the throne. And he's interceding us for us day by day by day. Because we are a warfare. But I thank God that the word of God says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. That's a benefit to the pulling down of strongholds. casting down imagination. Every high thing that would exalt itself over the knowledge of God, and bringing into thought every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Benefit that war that we had in our mind before we got saved, the war is over. Look at somebody and say, the war is over. The struggle is over. Victory has visited our hearts and our minds, and God has cleansed us and given us the mind of Christ, the benefit of being in Christ.
Amen. Well, I tell you, Brother Harold, this is a beautiful place to just rest. And what you have said, to just allow it to permeate through our heart and just allow it to make manifestation in our life, to just know that we are to rest in Christ Jesus. And I tell you, it's a sweet place to stop and just allow the Word of God to saturate the hearts of those who are listening. And that's what it's doing with me right now as I listen and read through the Scriptures. But just to know that we have a place of rest in Him is just a benefit in so many other ways, but just it just brings peace to the mind. And Lord knows, in these closing days of grace, we need some peace. We need some peace. And a benefit of knowing where to go to receive the peace is to rest in Christ. Well, brothers and sisters, I pray that you continue to be and receive the benefits. Be a benefit to someone that may need to know about Jesus Christ, but receive and know that you know that you know that the benefits of being in Christ is just a benefit alone. And Brother Harold mentioned about the fruit of the Spirit, and that is a wonderful, awesome benefit, is just to know that the characters of God are within us. So this brings us to the end of this particular broadcast, and we will continue this wonderful series, The Benefits of Being in Christ. And we encourage you to sit with us at the table again on next week when we continue to move through this passage and we continue to unpack the Word to reveal the benefits of being a believer in Christ Jesus. So always remember, the grass wither and the flowers, oh yeah, they fade away. But as long as Brother Harold and I are proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that includes you too, the Word of God will remain forever and ever and ever. So we want to bring this to an end, and we just say God bless you and continue to be a blessing to someone.